Winter storms farther north have meant huge snowfalls. Up to 19 feet of snow has fallen since December 28th in the higher elevations of the Sierra Nevadas. In the area around Reno and Lake Tahoe, they haven't gotten this much snow this fast since 1916. And with that rising snowpack, the fear of avalanches is rising, too. Bob Moore is director of the Sierra Avalanche Center in Truckee, California. He's also winter sports specialist at Tahoe National Forest. And Mr. Moore, how much snow do you have where you are?
Right here in Truckee, I'm looking out my window at about 5.5 feet of snow.
And it's been snowing every day?
We've had snow every day since just past Christmas.
Wow. When in the job that you do there at the Avalanche Center, how do you figure out, given all the snow that you have, how do you figure out the likelihood that an avalanche might happen?
Okay, we go out on a daily basis. We have an avalanche forecaster who works for us, and he's out on a daily basis making evaluations of the snowpack. And what he's doing is he's gotten certain test areas that he needs to go to, and he skis into these areas via a safe route. He'll dig snow pits, make evaluations of the snowpack, what kind of layers that we've got, what the past 24 hours may have brought us in the way of snow. And what we're looking at is the temperatures, what the wind has done, how much snow we've received, the moisture content in the snow, and what kind of layering we have within the snowpack.
Are there places where they use explosives to try to figure out the avalanche risk?
Yes, there is. Ski areas and the Department of Transportation use explosives to what we call test their slopes. And what I mean by the way of testing them is if we put some explosives in the slope and it avalanches, we've tested it, it avalanches and the problem's taken care of. Or if it doesn't avalanche, it's telling us something else that is probably reasonably stable and not going to avalanche.
And what's the risk right around now?
Our danger scale goes from extreme, high, considerable, moderate, and low. Right now we have an advisory for high out that was posted at 7 o'clock this morning Pacific time.
Do you worry that with this snowfall, it's got to be tempting for a lot of people to get out there and ski and hike. Do you worry about that?
Oh, not a whole bunch. We know we have a lot of people out in the woods, a lot of people on snowmobiles, skiing, snowshoeing. But for them to get into the high-hazard areas where there may be an avalanche problem, it takes a little bit of doing. And when we have this much snow, it's very tough trail breaking, and people usually won't go that far. So we have nature working on our side while we have what we call age hardening, or the snowpack starting to set up a little.
Well, Mr. Moore, have you been out there? Have you been skiing, enjoying the snow a little bit?
Oh, I've been out every day just about since Christmas, either skiing and enjoying it or out making evaluations or supporting some of our ski areas in the use of ordnance and avalanche control.
What's it like? Does it feel like an unusual time?
No. We've been doing this for a very long time, and I consider this just as a very good snowstorm that we received. Even though we received almost 10 days worth of snow, this is not anything out of the ordinary.
Just a normal winter in Tahoe.
Yeah, it's a normal winter in Tahoe with a lot of snow all at once, and it's very pleasant right now.
And what's the forecast?
Clearing. We're going to get a good break for a while.
Well, Bob Moore, thanks very much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bob Moore is winter sports specialist at Tahoe National Forest. He's also the director of the Sierra Avalanche Center in Truckee, California.